so tormented as I. Speaking now as a condemned criminal might speak, ere the drop bolts are drawn, my story, wild and hideously improbable as it may appear, demands at least attention, but that it will receive credence I utterly disbelieve. 2 months ago, I should have scouted as mad or drunk the man who had dared tell me the like. 2 months ago, I was the happiest man in India. Today, from Peshawar to the sea, there is no one more wretched. My doctor and I are the only two who know this. His explanation is that my brain, digestion and eyesight are all slightly affected, giving rise to my frequent and persistent delusions. Delusions, indeed. I call him a fool. But he attends me still with the same unwearied smile, the same bland professional manner, the same neatly trimmed red whiskers till I begin to suspect that I am an ungrateful, evil-tempered invalid. But you shall judge for yourselves. 3 years ago, it was my fortune, my great misfortune, to sail from Gravesend to Bombay, on return from long leave with one Agnes Keith Wessington, wife of an officer on the Bombay side. It does not in the least concern you to know what manner of woman she was. Be content with the knowledge that ere the voyage had ended, both she and I...